Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So you're telling me this is different, Keith?
This is a different song than the one we played before.
Both
sure?
Very good. Both very creepy. Both set the scene.
Quite creepy.
Yeah, this is Halloween theme. The last one we played was the Exorcist theme. This one gets more credit.
Okay.
Came out second.
Hour number two, Jones and Keith here on WEEI. Happy Halloween out there. We've told you throughout the show, we are four different Belichicks. Sellout Belichick, Game Day Belichick, Bearded Belichick, COVID Belichick back there. And we're joined now by Jordan Hudson.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Excellent.
I'm so excited to be here with all of you. And let me just say.
Yes.
We love Adobe Photoshop. So if you are looking to build a website,
perhaps,
and to create graphics.
Sure.
I don't understand why people just don't use Adobe Photo. Like, just put it into Adobe Photoshop. I will never. So I just had to get that off my chest because it's really bothering me.
Well, we've spent a lot of time at BillBelichick.com. I like the use of GIFs.
Beautiful.
The
website.
Several hundred GIFs that you decided to put on the website.
Well, thank you very much. Here's the thing about that. I have noticed that on mobile, the GIFs, there's one GIF. So
the best GIF.
Yes. Yeah. So the best one. So I said, you know what? To Adobe Photoshop, I said just one on mobile and then a big space.
Correct.
In between the GIF and then the rest of the words on the page, which there aren't any, and put a pause button there too. And then you can put play and the colors in the background change.
You want to stand out.
I stand out.
That makes sense.
I mean, the traffic to this website, I'll tell you, crazy right
now. It must
be crazy.
Yeah. I sent an inquiry about a week and a half ago.
Yeah. Let's get an update on this.
I never got a response.
Oh.
That Jordan's here,
we were told
can we get a
five business days.
Well, we're supposed to have Bill on today.
Yeah. We wanted Bill on for Halloween.
I'm so sorry I missed that email, but I will respond, Nick, as soon as possible.
Probably flooded with emails,
I imagine. Yeah. It's a lot of unchecked emails
over
there.
Yeah, we're not talking about that.
probably just a non-working email. So
people
Lucy,
are so nice,
Lucy is here with us today. Lucy Burge is here with us as Jordan Hudson with the four Bills. Is this your actual Halloween costume? This is what you're going out as tonight?
Yes, I will be going out tonight. I won't say where I'm going because I won't say for safety reasons. Jordan autograph. I do also have the book that Bill Belichick and I first bonded over.
Deductive Logic.
Deductive Logic by Goldfarb, of course. And he saw me reading this, and he was just so smitten that he fell in love.
Do you have the little autograph from Bill in there?
I was hoping one of the Bills. And put as many Super Bowls as you'd like in there.
Was it Jordan on the field at North Carolina?
Yes.
Wore this exact outfit?
Exact outfit. And I mean, I don't know where she got her skirt because it's actually very hard to find a snakeskin skirt, let alone in blue. But her bag is a Jordan brand bag that is the UNC blue.
Pretty sweet.
I ripped up a contract that I was so angry about and highlighted it and put it in my bag for everyone to see that I am mad. So I had to let everyone know.
So that's in the clear bag.
Yeah, I'm not doing Dancing with the Stars. No way.
You think she'll circle back to Dancing with
the
Stars?
I feel like that's what the contract is. No way.
Okay, no way.
All right, she says no.
No way.
That's
breaking news.
There's been some big injuries on that. Have you seen that? I don't watch the show, but I read that people are like breaking noses, ankles.
Get hurt?
I don't know.
That's all I care about.
Okay. No, I don't know. I haven't followed it that closely. I just see people like in and out of the hospital on that show. It's a bad scene.
We were doing our, because it's Top 5 Friday, Halloween episode. We were doing our Halloween candies. Now, Keith hates Heath Bar, apparently. But
yeah,
I noticed.
Well, there's just so many candies in the world.
Big pop in the back from Billy and Jordan over Heath Bar. So you're pro Heath Bar.
Jordan and I both love Heath. It's Heath and then Butterfinger. Heath
is, you like Butterfingers too?
Butterfingers.
Oh my God.
Keith, I speak for the people, Keith, as always. Yes.
Yes.
Nobody wants
that. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. Yeah. And I don't like Airheads very much.
Oh, man.
So it's tough. I don't know.
Jeez. That's fine. That's fine.
Which Billy will I choose? Not the one who doesn't like Heath bars.
So if you had to put together an impromptu top five, what would your top five candy be?
Impromptu? Like, I don't think about this every day. Heath bar, Butterfinger, Reese's has to be then next. Well, Reese's pumpkins is on
there.
Yeah,
so you like those too.
I told you, that's way better.
You don't like the cups.
I mean,
comparatively, you prefer something different to the cups.
Okay. So pumpkin being that one is the festive one currently. Mm-hmm. And then Kit Kat has come out with the ghost toast. I don't know if you've seen this. Past 2 years, I've noticed this. It is a Kit Kat that is like French toast flavored.
Oh, that sounds good.
It comes out at Halloween, and it's very good. And then in the same category, I'd put this last, the Witch's Brew Kit Kat. It's green.
Those I've seen, and we've had those in the Jones household. The French toast ones I've never heard of.
Oh, ghost toast. It's the best. I look forward to it every year.
I don't do well with spooky foods. You know how you go to some parties and they're like, oh, look at this one. It looks like there's spiders in like the ice cream. And I'm like, I can't eat that. I don't like it. Or like the worms when they do like gummy worms on like mud. But the mud's really like chocolate or whatever. And I'm like, I don't like this.
Or the grapes. We used to like
grapes,
put your hand
eyeballs.
Into grapes as like brains or eyeballs. Yeah. And you had to guess what it was. Everything was dark.
I lose
like
my appetite. I can't do it.
That's
even the green Kit Kat kind of turns my stomach.
You lose your appetite.
That's like a phobia. Yeah, that's true. Because normally
you'll eat anything.
Oh, God, yeah. Four or 5 day old.
Except spooky themed food.
Yeah, if you try to dress it up like it's scary foods, I don't want it.
What about like the little peanut butter cookies with a Hershey Kiss at the top, like a witch's hat?
Oh, if it's just a Hershey Kiss on a cookie, I can
feel
do
like
that.
I've seen you eat that. You'll eat that.
Yeah.
But once you start like dyeing it different colors and stuff, like I'm losing my appetite.
Oh,
I don't want like a green cookie.
That's more enticing to me.
Like, interesting.
Green, blue, purple. Yeah. Oh. I'm like, hell yeah. That is much better.
The green Kit Kats are good.
Green Kit Kats are very good.
Yeah.
Have you seen, you guys seen stomach. Back there the French toast ones? I've not seen those. Those sound good.
Ghost toast. It's the best. All the rage.
So that Lucy may have made those up. I don't know if
that
really
exists. Don't be photoshopping ghost toast. Those are what I'm here to promote.
So what else is on the list?
Well, that was, okay.
That's five.
We had Heath. We had
Butterfinger.
Oh, so we were counting those in your top five.
Pumpkin.
Counting Reese's Pumpkin, then the Ghost Toast, then Witch's Brew.
Okay.
Both in the Kit Kat family, but that's a different flavor.
Wow.
Those are my top five.
Wow. Yeah. Really, really
no
strong.
No sour in there. I don't know.
No, Sour Patch Kids?
I have to be in the mood. And I could get those anytime. I like the ones that come out.
No, Sour Patch Kids is like a good movie candy. It's not necessarily a good Halloween candy. Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Also, M&M's, not my favorite. Ironically.
Huh. I do like M&M, but not M&M's.
I like M&M, but the candy. I mean, I do like them. It just doesn't have the same oomph.
It's not your thing.
Candies,
all right. Understandable.
What do you think of the pushback on some of our some people say we didn't try as hard as you, for instance, or Wiggy.
Well, Wiggy.
A lot of people are saying Wiggy really committed.
Nobody's trying to one-up
Wiggy. We're mailing it in is what we're being told. Yes.
Okay. That's crazy. Because,
not Billy, but the rest of us. Yeah.
Okay. Billy's is great.
Yeah.
But Bill doesn't dress elaborately anyway.
Thank you.
I think you all nailed it. Like,
less is more.
Right. And to do each a different version, I think, first of all, Jones, the Super Bowl commercial is phenomenal. And the rings also phenomenal.
Yeah. Well, again, I only have two of them. But yes, that's admittedly half committed. But
that's okay.
I've gotten a lot of pushback on my outfit. And I'm not happy about that.
Which is wild because
it is bothering Rick.
I got a lot of pushback because people are like, you're being lazy, which is like partly true and always just how I am. Two, like basically you wear that every day. Like technically, yes, but I've never. And then they're like, you didn't even cut the sleeves off. I did cut the sleeves off. These are cut off sleeves.
Those are cut sleeves, yeah.
And I have the headset. Like
the headset.
I'm on the field.
Mm-hmm.
The headset and the sweatshirt's really all you need for the Bill. I even wore white shoes. He wears white shoes on the sidelines.
Old man shoes.
Like old man shoes.
Yeah, well, it's not like Bill goes all out with his outfits.
Thank you. That's the point.
You're actually doing exactly what he would do. And the headset.
Caught a lot of flack today. Caught a lot of flack
for
people.
Well, I'd like to see their costumes.
Well, there's a little bit of that.
I don't like the costume shaming, quite frankly. Because
costume shaming is rampant.
I'm surprised Wiggy didn't dabble in costume shaming this year.
I was shocked.
It was endless last year about my costume.
Maybe because nobody else on his show dressed up. So it's like, at least this is a step up from that.
Good point. I was obsessed with Wiggy's costume.
Wiggy's
every aspect of it. You realize something new about it every time you see it.
And every, like, It was funny because they had clips. So I missed the first hour of their show because I was snoozing. But I see the clips. He's doing the accent. He's doing the voice.
Oh yes.
Then you tune into the car doing the voice. You get down here. You get here. Walk down the hallway. He's doing the voice. So he was committed.
Committed.
I don't know how long I could do.
Still doing the voice
for.
After the show. I mean, it was happening the whole day.
I don't do a lot of voices. I could maybe do it for half of a segment. 4 hours of any
Susan.
I could do Susan Waldman.
Susan impression for a long time.
I could do the hormone monster from Big Mouth.
It's all good, baby.
For 4 hours.
Pretty good.
Wow.
I could do that. I really like that one.
Wow.
I could do that one.
Do that again.
It's all good, baby.
I could do that.
How do you get your voice to do that?
Don't worry about
it. Helium.
Don't look what I'm doing with my hands. But yeah, I could do that one. I could do Bane, but only for like a trending update, I could do it.
Yeah.
Wiggy was committed to Trump for 4 straight hours.
Yeah, well, the thing with Wiggy's, too, is usually a mask like that is rubber. His was like paper mache.
It was like
a helmet.
It looked a little like Ed Gein wearing his mother's face. A little bit.
That's what I thought.
Did you think that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That Mike Myers like that. Wearing the face, it looked like he had a bloody nose, and you could see his hair in the back of Trump hair in the back. I took a screenshot of it. I was obsessed.
The hair sticking out the back is pretty
amazing.
Good.
Unreal. Yeah.
The mask slowly ripping, which did look like his nose was bleeding.
Yes.
But no, he looked like the guy, the alien in Men in Black, who was like wearing the guy's skin, or I guess Ed Gein. I'm loosely familiar with that.
Yes. Yeah, you, got, you get it. You
but
get
no, Wiggy full on commitment to the bit this morning. But you were saying it's hard to stay in character the whole time.
Yeah.
In fairness,
big time.
I don't think some of those interviews, I don't think he's doing much until he was brought in.
It's true. They talked to the alien guy
for quite some time. I didn't really hear him, and then they finally brought him.
They talked to Costos.
The alien guy set him up perfectly because the alien guy was like, well, I've talked to people in Congress. I'd really love to hear from the president. Greg's like, well, he's right here.
He's right here, actually.
Wiggy killed me, though, when he said that the aliens are coming on Black Friday because of the deals.
Yeah.
Crushed me. Well, great line.
That'd be smart.
It would be.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. Lots of people weighing in with their candies as well. Some good candy suggestions there. We'll get you our top five birds coming up on a top five Friday four-pack as well with Jordan here. What is this typically like going in character as someone on Halloween? What do you usually do on Halloween?
Usually I do nothing, which is like, this year is very exciting. But usually I just wear the costume for Instagram and then, or I'll maybe do something small or like go to dinner. But this is a little bit bigger.
Like the most more committed than normal.
Definitely. And so I'm glad I have a costume that's sustainable and that I could actually wear for.
When did you realize you were going to go Jordan? You've been following this whole saga like we have.
Oh,
we've been talking about all the updates throughout the highs and lows. I forget highs. Lows and lows.
Yeah.
When did you realize this is what I'm going to do?
Well, as soon as she had this bag, honestly. Because I was like, this is attainable.
This
is attainable. This is something that could be, if you're following, recognizable with the contract ripped up. And it started to piece it together. The white boots, the top.
Yes.
That, like, these are attainable things that would be recognizable. And I would love to pay homage to her. Because she parlayed herself from Bridgewater State cheerleading champion to Super Bowl commercial.
Do you know there's another old guy in between? There's that story. There's like... They're like, some old guy came out of the woodwork and he's like, oh, she's a great girl. Like, I was with her. I'm like, when the hell were you with her?
Although he really, was younger. 64. Really
he was 64, but she also was younger.
Correct.
But how old 20, was she?
That is how the 20, age works. Yeah, no, that's not
where do you
great.
Think? Where do you think this ends? Not to get morbid, but everything comes to an end. Do you think this is like forever after with Bill and Jordan? Like they just,
every lifetime, yes.
I mean, I love, so I mean, I hope it works.
Oh,
but.
I think they're very in love, and they, it's just a beautiful thing. You love to see it. I think they get married.
Yeah, that's coming.
That's going to be good for her legally. That's going to allow her to access a lot of things. Yeah, so I bet that's happening.
I'm sure a lot of people around him are thrilled that this is happening. But I think they get married. Maybe they have at least one child, and then
you think so?
Can you imagine?
Little baby Bill?
Baby Bill.
Didn't Robert De Niro or Al Pacino or both?
Both of them.
Both just
of
had
them,
kids
I feel like,
with like super young women. Not as young as Jordan, but like young. And they're even older than Bill.
We should have had Turco as baby Bill.
Oh my God. Billy Jr.
That's why he took the day. That's why he's not in.
Because
he knew what might happen.
I would predict.
Let's see here.
Because I can't imagine Bill's kids are just like loving all of this.
They seem to, based on some of their Instagram comments, they don't seem to love this.
They're not happy.
Which, like, you know,
Do you think Bill's back at North Carolina next year?
No.
Yeah, no chance.
I think, no. This is one and done.
Yeah, I agree.
And there was a moment where you'd think maybe he wouldn't even coach again this season.
When that story came out, they're like, he might not coach the Cal game.
Right.
And then they had to come out with another statement.
Which was put together on Adobe Photoshop.
Correct. And it looked great.
Love it.
It looked great. And then they were like, no, he's committed. But I feel like they both, at the end of the year, just seemed to be like, this isn't working out. This is horrible.
He's got to do something else.
Even if the team was like 500, which they won't be.
No, they will not.
They'd be like, this is too much of a dog and pony show.
Right.
We got to move on.
No, exactly. And that's kind of what you expected coming into the season, that the circus would be in town and would continue. But this, it got to a point where the parents of the players are saying, like, this is not benefiting the players, which is
terrible.
What it's all about.
It's so terrible. Yeah.
What are we doing here? Yep. But, you know, it's always great how many ever weeks into the season to say we're committed.
Already doing that?
I think every team should do that. Like, just check in. Like, hey, we're committed to our coach. We're committed to this season. No matter what.
We should do that with this show here and there. People are texting in, guys, if you don't have a challenge flag, you're all frauds. No.
I'm out of challenge.
We already addressed this.
I thought about this last night.
Yeah.
Because I was like, do I have anything for a red challenge flag? And then I was like, no, I'm out of challenges, Belichick. I'm out of challenges. I blew a challenge. Ernie didn't see it in the sky.
No.
I challenged something. It wasn't a catch.
Yeah.
Now I'm out of challenges.
You may
so
have
I don't
won,
have the
one lost one. You definitely didn't win both because you didn't get a third.
Because then when you're out of challenges, they take the red flag away from you.
Yep.
Just so you don't make that mistake. And you're like, oh, there's an extra one. And then that's a penalty.
In the event that you did have a challenge, you could have used the sleeve, the red part of that sleeve.
Damn it. You're right. I had
the flag.
That would have been
I had it.
You're out of challenges, so it's fine.
But unlike what a lot of people are saying, I did cut the sleeves off.
Right.
They're like, oh, you just pushed them up. No, I didn't. T-shirt, sweatshirt.
Back.
This is a good idea, back. Keith. This is a good idea. Ken and Mike, for next Halloween, make sure the show's still around. Guys, you should go as the Yankees broadcasters next year, Sterling and Susan.
Well, Sterling doesn't do the games anymore.
Yeah, but he could.
Is he doing the games in the sky? Or no, he's with us.
That's what I was afraid of.
He's with us. No, I knew that.
Yeah,
no, I knew the answer even before I asked.
Yeah.
I knew that.
He's still with us.
Yeah, do the whole show that way. That might get tough. There's also this. I'm disappointed no one came in dressed as a clown just to scare Keith.
Wiggy kind of did that last year. Yeah, he did Art the Clown from Terrifier last year.
Oh, that was scary. I remember that.
I don't know if you caught we tiered fears earlier this week. Mm-hmm. And Jones and I do not align in fears. He's deathly afraid of heights. I'm deathly afraid of snakes. We had to meet somewhere in the middle. Do you have a number one fear?
Yeah, I do. And actually, I heard this.
Okay.
And you mentioned one of them at the beginning. Or no, one of my fears, but my biggest one, throwing up. Is my biggest fear.
Oh, yeah.
Throwing up is
your biggest fear.
People got that texted a lot. I don't know if that was you texting, but we got that texted a lot.
Actually throwing up or seeing somebody throw up?
Any of
it. Oh, it's both. All of it.
The potential, like, it is called emetophobia.
Oh.
And it is a visceral fear of it. The only time I ever passed out in my life is when I thought I was going to throw. I have not thrown up since 8th grade.
Wow.
I have
sick brag.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I
get
never.
That's a week in review. Yeah.
That's a late entry.
Get that in there,
We're going to find out if you win in like 2 hours.
Interesting. So it's a fear of being around it. Like when I think about this, when I air travel, I'm like, people get sick.
Oh, because people do. And then you hear about that all the time. Somebody on a plane does, and then somebody else does. It's like sympathy puke.
I will never go on a cruise.
Interesting.
I norovirus, I prepare. I have sanitizers that are specific to kill them. I have things that go in your nose to block out smells. The day after St. Patrick's Day, I am out of town.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot walk on the street. I will seize up.
I've had a couple bad St. Patrick's days.
Yeah. I avoid that it so that is my number one top fear.
I don't want to
than anything
acknowledge the last time I threw up. I don't want to do that. This is a good
it's like Monday.
this is a good text I forgot about the whole thing with Cam Schlittler. Where does that stop?
Cam Schlittler.
Yes.
Lucy got herself right in the center of Red Sox Yankees.
What happened with that?
I woke up right in the middle of the whole thing. So, he and I are now friends. It's
you
fine.
Are?
Yeah. So, we've made contact.
You're buds?
Yeah, we're buds now. We follow each other on multiple social platforms.
I got to be honest. I don't like him.
I don't care for this guy.
I don't like him.
He claims he's from Boston. He's not from Boston. And then he's like, oh, I'm a Bruins fan. But then he's also been caught saying F Boston.
Yes.
So, I can't make heads or tails. Yes.
So I saw that and I was like, I don't know about this guy.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. But okay. I will give him credit. He is good on committing to a bit. We do like that.
That's something this show appreciates.
We got to suss this out. We got to see who this guy really is first before we can say whether or not he's a good guy or a bad guy.
He's a bad guy, I think he's a bad guy.
Bad guy or a bad boy?
You got to dump him, girl. He's a bad guy.
Or might be a bad boy.
Oh, he meant
bad boy.
Well, bad boys usually win.
That's true.
Bad boys get what they want.
Bad boys might win. Bad guy is very different.
Get out of there with the bad guy.
Well, Jordan, excellent stuff.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you to
Lucy,
all my
we appreciate
Billies
it.
Today.
This really made it. This tied the whole thing together.
Who's got the best handwriting? It's not me.
I have like microscopic little alien handwriting.
But I'm guessing Belichick also has bad handwriting.
Good point.
Would be my
guess. He has actually pristine handwriting.
Oh, he does?
That autograph was beautiful.
I was going to say, let's see the autograph inside the book.
Yeah. Oh, we got to look at it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, yeah, because doesn't he do like the big, like the giant
the
B, and then
and
he does all
cursive.
The Super Bowls?
It's like just letters. Like it's not cursive or any signature.
Like CeCe could do all it. Little CeCe Beans could do that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. We got to figure out who's autographing the book. But thank you for stopping by here
guys.
On a very Excellent. Special Halloween episode. If you're watching along on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, subscribe to YouTube on, or subscribe to WEEI rather on YouTube. You can watch there as well. For our special Halloween episode, we got another top five for you coming up. We already gave you our top five Halloween candies. With the Patriots playing the Falcons, we're going to do our top five birds at 11:45. Don't miss that. Plus, it's the Friday four-pack, a four-pack of questions.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go. Try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
What is this? I don't know. What is this one?
Friday the 13th.
Oh, that's what this is?
Yeah, Friday the 13th. So they had the...
Okay, I'm hearing that now. Yeah, yeah.
I'm saying, kill, kill, kill. What are they saying? It's creepy, though. Good
it
background
is.
Music. Now, this also came after you had Exorcist first, then Halloween, then Friday the 13th. We had the Friday the 13th marathon on yesterday behind you. Today, fittingly, Halloween.
I'm telling you.
We got the OG Halloween on right now.
I didn't realize some of these marathons on IFC, but let me tell you, I am now aware of them.
They show you everything on IFC.
I'm shocked at what they show on IFC. I went home the other day. I'm like, Cat, do we have
it's
this
wild.
In our cable package?
We've come a long way.
Because we better. I was like, I want to subscribe to IFC based on what I've seen at work.
We need
She's
IFC.
Like, you don't watch horror movies. What's going on here?
She's like, no, the Celtics now play on IFC, so we have to get IFC.
The ratings will plummet tomorrow.
Oh, my God. The new NBA TV package is crazy. We have to get IFC.
We need it.
I can see everything. I mean, all the Celtics games.
We've come a long way from scrambled channels where you have to like cross your eyes to see anything to just IFC at 11:30 in the morning. Just full frontal.
That's basically the new Spice Channel.
It kind of is. Took over.
She pulls out her breast and she's juggling them.
That's every movie on IFC. That's every single movie.
It's what the people want, Jones.
I can't speak for all people, but it's what I want.
Tasteful, though. I found it tasteful.
No, it's tasteful nudity.
Friday the 13th, part 3. You thought that was tasteful?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not the horror aficionado you are, but it was tasteful for me.
There's kind of a formula to these things
where
they show you full bosom and then a little bit of like making out and then a giant creature with a machete cuts everybody in half. It's tried and true. They did it throughout the 80s.
It's a very
or 90s.
Simple formula. Yeah,
look, that's hot, though. I mean, I guess.
That's because you're like,
real.
Oh, this is about to be.
What a way to go, am I right?
Yeah.
Oh, doing what you love.
Go out doing what you love. If there was a horror movie, it would have stopped just before the villain got there.
Villain would never catch you.
That's never been done in a movie. They're like, oh, it's already over. Now the killer's here. Oh,
it's like, oh, they're ready to. They can fight. They can run away now. They don't seem to be distracted at all.
Okay, they're ready. He seems quite content. Time for the Friday 4-Pack here on Jones and Keefe. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We'll do our second Top 5 Friday coming up about 10 minutes from now. Top 5 birds is what we're going to do. We already gave you our
Falcons
top five.
Are in town.
Yeah. Pats
That's
and Falcons.
A possibility.
So very topical, of course.
Could be the Falcons.
We already did our top 5 Halloween candies. Lemonheads were not on the list. My buddy texted me and reminded me of this. I've shaved
lemon
today.
Heads?
Yeah, I've committed to the bit. In when I used to shave my face before I could grow out my very weak facial hair that I've grown out, and my weak chin has been on display all day on Twitch and YouTube.
You do have a weak chin.
I do. I forgot about that because I haven't shaved my face in a long time. a buddy of mine from college texted me and he goes, "Yeah, Lemonhead Jones is back. This is what they used to call me in college.
They called you Lemonhead,
the little candy guy, the little face of the guy.
I know exactly what you're talking about. That was you.
Lemonhead Jones is back."
Just embrace it. Next year, paint yourself yellow and go as Lemonhead Jones.
Yeah. It should have been my
should
have been my top 5 Halloween candies. Yeah. Is what I should have done. So shout out Lemonheads. All right, what do we have in the Friday 4-pack today, Bill?
If you could take one player off the Falcons and give it to the Patriots, who would it be?
I mean, I'm allowed to take Bijan.
It's got
to
be Bijan.
They have
good defensive players too. They have a couple.
Drake London's great.
Drake London's really good. I think they could use either one,
but Bijan's the bigger need. And the better player.
I think the better player. Yeah, I think he's also the guy that is on the short list for best running back in the league now. Like, Jonathan Taylor's having the best season, and so you got to give it to Taylor. I think guys like Henry and Barkley are still really good, but you know it's going to end soon.
Yep.
Christian McCaffrey, when healthy, is awesome. Then maybe Bijan Robinson.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
And he's great in the passing game. He's great in the run game. So I like Drake London. I know you love Kyle Pitts. I know that.
I do not. I took him late in one of the drafts that I had Brock Bowers in, and that's just been a nightmare. I've had to play Pitts all the time. He sucks. A.J. Terrell and Jesse Bates are really good, in the secondary.
I find this very noteworthy every week. Vrabel is not like Bill. Bill would rattle off everybody from the quarterback to the long snapper. I mean, Bill would rattle off everybody. Vrabel every week mentions like two or three guys. Those are two names
Terrell
he highlights.
Bates, yes. They're good. I mean, they're really good. And you could say, well, the Patriots do have three good corners, but I guess you could never have enough. I do think safety is a spot that they are pretty weak in. So Jesse Bates, if Bijan Robinson wasn't as good as he is, right? Then I would maybe go Bates, even over London, just based on where the team's at.
So I would go with Bijan. But no, this is a talented roster.
Uh-huh.
They don't have a quarterback, it seems. It's definitely not Kirk Cousins. It turns out it's probably not Michael Pettis Jr.
No, I don't think so.
Probably poorly coached. But no, they have some talent, so it's an interesting roster. What else, Billy?
What all-time Falcons jersey would you most want?
So I do have one, Bragg. I've mentioned it several times. Eric Metcalf.
Oh, no.
He was great with the Browns, but
Eugene Robinson.
No, I don't have. I have an Eric Metcalf number 21 Falcons jersey for when I was like in fifth grade.
So that is sweet.
That is a badass one. So that would probably be my answer.
Wait, he was 21?
He was 21 because Deion was gone.
Oh, so he wore. That's what I was just going to ask. He wore 21 after Deion.
Yeah, after. No, after Deion.
Okay.
Eric Metcalf. He was, his first year in Atlanta was 95. He was only there in 95, 96. So I think Deion was he in the Cowboys then?
He went to San Fran, then Dallas.
For like a year and then Dallas. But anyway, so I go Metcalf. I also really liked Terrence Mathis, the wide receiver.
Nice player.
I was a big fan of Terrence Mathis.
No, I think Jamal Anderson's a good one. You can get Dirty Bird jersey.
Yeah, that's nice.
Which I think would be pretty good.
I mean, Deion.
Deion would be great. Yep. Sorry. Should have said Deion. No. Who's the receiver? Roddy White. I really liked Roddy White.
Oh, Roddy White was really good.
Roddy White was a nice receiver.
Uh-huh.
A lot of shares in fantasy.
Crumpler. Algie Crumpler is one I'd want.
Algie Crumpler.
Algie Crumpler, though.
You get a Pat's Algie Crumpler
jersey. No, I'd want the Falcons one.
The problem with Crumpler is he single-handedly kept Wiggy off one of those Pro Bowl teams. I think Crumpler got on there based on reputation, where it should have been Wiggy.
He was here. I think he was kind of getting in the way of Gronk and Hernandez early on in their careers. I think he was taking snaps from those two.
Yeah, I think
that
you're
guy's
right.
Really, really getting in the way of everything.
Andre Rison. That actually might be my answer.
Andre Bad Moon Rison.
Andre Bad Moon Rison.
Yeah, that's a great one.
I'll go with that.
Ironically, could have been on the Browns and potentially Bird's List.
Get a bunch of Rison jerseys.
Potentially. what else, Billy?
Besides 28-3, what's the first thing you think of when you hear Atlanta Falcons?
Yeah, because, I mean, that's the clear-cut, obvious one. To me, this is sort of like kind of in the answer, I guess, would be just how good Michael Vick was in Madden and playing Madden in high school and college.
Hell
and
yeah.
To the point where the year that he was on the cover and then you'd play with friends and then you'd be like, you can't be Vick.
No, you can be whoever you want, but you can't be the Falcons.
Can't be Vick. Yeah, you just can't be
Michael. Or be the Falcons and bench Vick, I guess. But, like, you can't. Yeah, you're not allowed to play with Michael
you
Vick.
You can play with the Falcons, but you have to use Matt Schaub. You're like, no, I don't want to do that. So, yeah, I would say just Vick in Madden. Like, it was... It was the next thing, like, Bo Jackson in Tecmo Bowl is, like, this crazy, like, all-time thing. Then there really wasn't an unfair football player, I don't feel like, until Vic. So that'll be my answer. Or, if you want to say, like, a thing on the field, it might be Vic himself, I guess both on and off the field. But when he went into Lambeau and beat Green Bay in a playoff game.
Oh, it was incredible.
Or the game against Minnesota, where he was insane. Remember he, like, dove from, like, the 5-yard line straight out for a touchdown and, like, the 10, and he just, like, flew like Superman into the end zone.
Did they beat the 15-1 Vikings? No. That was
No. That was the Falcons, but that was not Vic.
That was what I think
Morton
of.
Anderson missed a field goal.
I think of the Dirty Bird. Like, I already referenced Jamal Anderson, but I just think of that dance. Like, that's probably the first thing I think of. Although you brought up Vic, the dog. I mean, him getting dragged down with the dog fighting ring is, I guess, something that could have come to mind. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
That
was
brutal. I mean, not great. Wasn't his or anyone's finest moment.
No, it was not.
I'm just trying to think of other Falcons moments. They're a pretty forgettable franchise in general.
They really are.
Bill almost getting hired. We did a whole what if on Wednesday. That'd be another potential
one. That's the most recent thing.
Okay, what's our final question, Billy?
Is the Falcons red helmet, black jersey, and top 10 NFL uniform?
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
Might be. It is.
Okay, I was going to say, might be is the question. What you're saying it is.
Yeah, Pat Patriot, when they go full Pat Patriot, Orange Crush, Creamsicle, Kelly Green, the best version of the Chargers, whatever that you feel like that is.
What seed did we have it in the football region?
Too high, whatever it was. That was a U submission?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Red helmet, black jersey, white pant. That pops. I love that. I think they did it once this year. I don't know if they're going back to it. You have 10 better than that one?
Probably.
No.
I mean, I'd have to sit down and think about it. I'm not a big fan of that jersey.
Oh, yeah. You just like everything that's what, orange?
Yeah, I'd run out of orange jerseys.
There's not enough orange in that one?
Although, no, who was wearing an orange jersey the other week? It might have been college football, but there was one where I was like, this might be the first orange jersey I think I'm out on.
You know what was a bad orange?
What the hell was that? What was it? It was the Bruins. When the Bruins were playing the Ducks.
I'm with you.
That's what you're just going to say? I was like, that might be the first orange jersey I don't like. Those are horrible.
You want to know why? The pants didn't match the helmet. They were different oranges.
Something was up with those. That was a terrible uniform.
It was gross, because I usually like the big duck holding the stick.
Sure.
I like a mascot.
Right up your alley.
I like a mascot that plays the sport, but the oranges didn't add up. So, yeah, that was a bad one.
All right, other things you could think of. Well, Dice said no one wants a Vic jersey. Be bold.
Dude, great call. This is a deep cut. I agree with this texter. NFL 95 on Sega, which I forget who's on the cover of that. He said Mel Gray was like a glitch in the game. So Mel Gray was a returner for the Lions.
Okay.
But he was like...
Oh, not a Falcon.
No. He was the Lions. But he's just saying like unfair video game players.
Got it.
So like they had Barry Sanders, and Barry Sanders was like obviously very good. But Mel Gray was so fast that all you had to do was like pitch it to Mel Gray, and he would just score for a touchdown every time.
Chiefs Joe Montana is the Sega Genesis Madden NFL 95 cover.
Yeah, you're right, because he was on... A 94 cover and a 95 cover for like different games. Yeah, so it was Montana. That game was good.
Favre Falcon jersey. Julio.
That's funny.
None of us said Julio.
Brett Favre.
Yeah.
Remember when he got drafted by the Falcons?
Brett Favre. None of us said Julio. That's too obvious.
Yeah. He's too young for me. I like to go older players.
That's a good point. Jeff George, TJ Duckett. Ooh, the DVD backfield. Remember, it was Dunn, Vic, and Duckett, and they called it the
DVD. That's what they called it?
Yeah, the DVD backfield.
Nice.
Sick.
That dates it.
Yeah, that really does. That puts you in a time and a space.
That's pretty good. It really does. Chris Chandler took that Falcons team, by the way, to the they are the ones who beat Minnesota to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Chris Chandler.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Friday four-pack. Each and every Friday here on Jones and Keefe, brought to you by Jackson, Lumber, and Millwork. We already gave you one top five. Go to Jones and Keefe to see our top five candies. Very different. Although Heath Bar, very controversial. Keefe also had what I thought was a controversial number one, though not in the state of Massachusetts, it turns out.
No.
So go check those out at Jones and Keefe. We have our second bonus top five Friday coming up. We're going to give you our top five birds with the Patriots playing the Falcons. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Edition Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. If you've been watching along on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI or on YouTube, just subscribe to WEEI there. You see we are four different Belichicks here today.
That's right.
Keefe is game day Belichick, out of challenges.
Out of challenge, Bill Belichick.
Nick is bearded Bill Belichick.
Yep.
Billy is a spot on. Billy wins the day. Billy is a spot on COVID Bill Belichick with his tattered shirt.
Which is one of the most memed Belichick.
Yeah, Bill looking maybe the most disheveled ever outside of a ring camera, I guess. None of us went ring cam Bill.
Oh, we didn't go ring cam Bill. That's true.
But maybe the most disheveled the man ever looked.
Although Billy's outfit's probably not far off from ring cam Bill.
No, it's not.
It's probably in that area.
I looked it up. It was jeans. It was jeans.
Oh, he did a pair of jeans.
Not sweats.
Nice. Billy has the hair down with Belichick and everything, too. And then I got a sellout Belichick with a Super Bowl commercial. So continue to watch along there. Because it's Halloween, we already gave you one top five, our top five Halloween candies.
Yes.
Keefe, Patriots are playing the Falcons this week. We've done what in the past? Top five Browns, top five Saints. Top five Saints. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this week we figured it'd be a good week to do top five birds.
Birds.
You want to take it away?
Sure.
Number five.
Going Foghorn Leghorn at five. He's a giant rooster. He's hilarious. I think he'd be
good
really
bird.
Good. I think he'd be good on the radio. He'd be a good podcast host. He also was the inspiration behind what ended up being Alex Bregman's nickname this year, Foghorn Breghorn.
Yeah, which he wasn't super keen
on. No, but people still called him that.
Hear it all the time. You can't go anywhere without hearing people refer
to him. But this guy's hilarious, like legitimately funny. So I'm going Foghorn Leghorn, the giant rooster, at number five.
Number
four.
Penguins. I love penguins. I think they're the best feature of the Boston Aquarium. I like a rock hopper penguin if I'm pushed to decide.
Yeah. Yeah.
The emperor penguin.
You don't just get all penguins.
I love all penguins. Yeah, okay. They're a flightless bird, but they're adorable. They waddle, you know, march of the penguins, whatever it might be. Give me just all penguins.
Coming in at number third,
Sam the Eagle. Now, Sam the Eagle. I love Muppets.
Oh, that's a Muppet.
He's a Muppet. Yes. But he didn't have time for the Muppets. He was kind of like these guys. He's always rolling his eyes at the Muppets, always kind of talking down to the Muppets. He felt like he was above the Muppets, but he was very, very funny. And so he's involved in he's involved in the old Muppet show. He was in the Christmas special and everything else. So give me Sam the Eagle at number two. Tony Hawk.
I knew you were going to have this one. This is one that
they call him Birdman.
I considered. I knew this was going to be on yours. Tony Hawk.
Tony Hawk, maybe the greatest skateboarder of all time. The inspiration behind one of the greatest video games of all time. He is the man. His nickname is Birdman. All of his logos and stuff is a bird. Tony Hawk, number two.
Number
one.
It's the obvious one. I got to go Larry Bird. Larry Bird, clearly the best of the birds. He is my number one bird. I want to hear your list first before I get into some of these honorable mentions, because this was, we say this every week, maybe the toughest top five to come together.
I have some omissions.
I had a lot of in and out, and so I'll save it until you give your list. But Larry Bird, number one.
Oh, go on.
Yeah. Yeah, what do we got? What is that, your IFC impression? Okay, let me number five here.
Number
five.
The blue-footed booby. Have you seen this bird, Keith?
Yeah. I love a blue-footed booby.
Was that an omission for yours?
No. So my wife, she...
Your ex-wife?
My current wife.
Oh, okay.
My current wife.
Yes.
She went in college to like the Galapagos or whatever. So she's seen these bad boys in the flesh, Bragg.
On behalf of Bragg.
So our family, we have like stuffed animal blue-footed boobies. We're a big blue-footed booby family.
You like
That's
a nice...
That's a great pick.
You like a nice blue-footed booby.
They're adorable. And they got blue feet.
Well, let's not go too far. They're number five.
Right. Number
four.
All right. Number four, Raven Simone.
Raven Simone?
Yeah, that's so Raven. The Cosby Show. What a career. Raven Simone, number
that's
four.
That's so Raven?
Yeah.
She killed the Cosby Show.
I don't think that's what did it.
Coming at in at number third?
Sue Bird, Keith.
Sue Bird legend. I tip my cap to Sue Bird.
I tried to make a case for Sue Bird as maybe the greatest bird basketball player of all time. It's real difficult to do. She never won an MVP, Keith. Not to chop her down.
It seems like you are.
It's just I wanted to put her higher on the list. She won a lot. She's a four-time WNBA champion, Keith. She is a two-time champion at UConn. I don't know if you knew this.
I'm not arguing her place on the list. You don't need to throw all her accolades at me.
She won gold medals. I don't know if you know this. She's a five-time Russian National League champion. She's a five-time Euro League champion. She's a two-time Euro Super Cup winner.
How about this?
So she's a winner, but she didn't get the MVP accolades I was hoping for. She can't be higher than number third.
To make it about me,
yes.
Sue Bird in the same graduating UConn class as my sister.
It's another on behalf brag.
Sick brag, bro.
We're going to have a lot of late entries.
That's right.
All right, Sue Bird number three.
Number
two.
Big Bird.
I know. I love Big Bird. Good one.
But
I went Sam the Eagle. I don't want to go two from that world.
You had five spots. So
I know.
You don't apparently love
I love 10. I love 10 birds. This is a top five Friday.
Okay. Big Bird
it should
two.
Be a top 50 Friday.
Number
one.
Larry Bird.
Larry Bird.
I mean, he won three straight MVPs.
From French Lick.
I mean, I just couldn't.
Yeah.
I couldn't put Sue Bird over Larry Bird. Trust me, I tried.
Yeah,
I couldn't do it. So blue-footed booby, Raven Simone,
right?
Sue Bird, Big Bird, and Larry Bird. That is my top five. Those will be up at Jones and Keefe.
People are pissed you didn't have Paul Bird.
Okay, so
soft tossing righty.
So give me some of your omissions.
All right, so I almost
because Paul Bird was an omission.
I wrote up a whole top five and then I deleted it. And the top five was the Black Crows, the Counting Crows, Russell Crowe, Cameron Crowe, and the Crow.
That's good. That's good.
Also, the Roadrunner I like a lot. Roadrunner is a
bird great
from Looney Tunes. I went with Foghorn Leghorn instead, and I really strongly considered Scrooge McDuck.
Oh. Good one.
He's always diving into coins and stuff, but he's a duck.
Could have gone Storm Duck.
Could have gone Daffy Duck. There's a lot of famous ducks.
That's true. There's a lot of ducks.
So Daisy Duck. Oh, that's a big snub. I love Daisy Duck.
Mark the Bird Fidrich, if you want to stay in sports.
Yeah, yeah.
That's one.
That's good.
Marlon Bird, Paul Bird, Demir Bird. Those are
Demir Bird.
Yeah, those are all. I didn't say
Patriots
he was in there.
Legend.
Yeah, he was terrible.
He's Cam's best receiver, I think.
Well, actually, you might be right. You might have led the team in yards that year.
Brian Birdman Williams of Cash Money. Birdman. Yeah. Yeah.
Chris Birdman Anderson.
He was not on my personal list. He was an omission of yours?
No.
He didn't.
No, what happened was not really on his computer, I guess. He got thrown under the bus, so he's
not canceled. He's in play. Chris Birdman Anderson is not. He didn't do what they
said
he did.
Nothing to see here.
Yeah. But okay, he's not an omission of mine. Yeah. Lady Bird Johnson, which I saw him there too.
Lady Bird Johnson.
And then, of course, Ian Eagle and D. Reynolds. She's a bird.
Oh, yeah, D. Reynolds,
so
good one.
Those were all considerations of mine. Anything good on the text line there?
Oh, yeah. Woodstock.
Oh, good one.
Pete Crow Armstrong.
That's a good one.
Wendy Bird from Ozark.
Oh, Wendy Bird.
Yep. Hawk Harrelson. Play a lot of Hawk on the show.
I thought about Andre the Hawk Dawson and Hawk Harrelson, too, actually. Those are good ones.
The Red Rooster from WWF. That was a failed gimmick, but that was a bird. That's pretty good. Howard the Duck. Good one.
Pretty good. Yeah, solid.
The Falcon?
Howard the Duck could be one of these unedited IFC movies, was what he was doing with Leah Thompson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You never know what you're going to get there. Yeah, the Gobbledygooker from, that's
who's
a good one.
Who's that?
That was another failed wrestling gimmick. It was like a giant turkey.
No Donald or Daffy Duck. Oh, Finch from American Pie. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Ooh, Birdman of Alcatraz. Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of good ones. Iago from...
Who's Birdman of... Iago's a good one. Who's
the Birdman of Alcatraz. He was like a famous prisoner in Alcatraz.
Oh, the pigeon lady from Home Alone 2.
Yeah, I didn't like her.
Well, she's... Why? She was misunderstood.
I didn't like her at all. She's covered in pigeon crap.
She had something... They never explained it, but she had something happen. Whereas a love lost, and she felt so burned.
She lost it, all right.
She had to go live with the pigeons.
Terrible.
I think she's misunderstood.
No.
She could be an
I think she's
legend.
Pretty well understood. We know exactly what's going on.
Hawk to a wrong show. That's the wrong show.
Hawk.
Right time slot, wrong
good
show.
Creativity.
If you want to talk a lot of Hawk to a. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Tweety Bird was obviously a good one.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, Woody the Woodpecker. What are the Woodpeckers? What is he, an instigator?
I thought somebody said that, didn't they? Didn't somebody say that? Or was that before the
show? We might have said it this morning before the show.
Well, no, we started doing top five Woodies because Billy's kid's going as Woody from Toy Story.
We came up with our inappropriate top five Woodies.
Not all of those are airworthy. Yeah, no, that can't be done. Limu Emu, I like that.
Oh, good one.
Yeah, keep those coming.
Limu Emu. And Doug.
You can't have Doug on the list.
Yeah,
that's a separate list. Okay, that's top five Friday. Top five birds with the Pats playing.
What about Ethan Hawke?
Oh, damn it, that's a good one. 617-779.
It is topical. He's in Black Phone too.
7937. Let's circle back. Let's get down to the business, Keith.
Brass tacks.
It's been too silly of a show. Let's focus here. Get back to the Bruins and the Patriots. We'll do that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season. Streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity.
customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.